Starting lineup, Brady and Price welcomes the general manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, Ross Atkins. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being with us. It has been an off season for free agents like no other, and I wonder if this has perhaps changed the plans of the team or in your mind what you may have gone after at this point. A pitcher like you, Darvish, is still out there, and I mean, if his number comes down to what the ball club is able to afford, is it someone that you would talk to? Have you talked to you, Darvish?
It's been an interesting offseason. It has. It's been a productive one for us. We're excited about the acquisitions we've made. We're excited that we have the depth in our system to trade away from and some flexibility and on the financial side. So there's still work to be done, and it would be nice if we could complement our pitching in some way. And who that is and who that ends up being, we'll see.
Do you feel more set at outfield? Granderson and obviously the trade with the Cardinals kind of fortifies and if you will, insulates that. Would another outfield move be a surprise? Or do you have what you feel is a pretty good group? There'll be some open competition, not just for spots, but just playing for at-bats once the season starts.
Yeah, I think, you know, the athleticism, the versatility, not just in our outfield, but in our infield, the acquisitions of Yan-Hervey Solarte and Aledmys Diaz has provided us with a great starting point. I think there's certainly the potential that we could add to that group, the overall position player group, and hopefully that person can play multiple positions and more than just infield or more than just outfield. And so there, we've talked about it a lot, is the opportunity to really, now it's about upgrading. Now, to upgrade in our outfield would mean subtraction on some level, but we're open anyway, making our team better, and we'll continue to look to do that. But we feel like we've certainly this off season and still have a lot of flexibility. So it's a good position to be in this market.
I don't know who would argue that Josh Donaldson is your best player. Club saying we'd like to retain his services. Donaldson saying I'd like to stay here. And yet he did say on the weekend that there have been no negotiations for any of that to happen. When would be a good time to call Josh Donaldson and talk about the possibility of him remaining a Blue Jay past this season?
Well, the best the best thing that I can tell you is that in order for us to get something done, it needs to remain private. And one thing in a negotiation of this magnitude, if things become public, it just makes it more challenging. So, you know, when you're asked several questions the same way, it becomes extremely difficult to answer them without adding some color and some insight into the picture. But at the same time, we have to really be respectful of the best chance we have of getting something done again is by keeping those discussions private. So JD's been awesome. I enjoyed seeing him this weekend, enjoyed talking to him last year. I think his interest and desire in staying here is real, and if there is overlap in our values, we'll find it, and we'll find a way if that overlap exists.
Ross Atkins is our guest, Toronto Blue Jays general manager, on Brady and Price, 8:36 on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. A couple dates to remember. February 23rd is first preseason game against the Phillies, and they obviously open against, yes, Giancarlo Stanton and the Yankees, four-game series. That's fun, on March 29th at Rogers Center. I said last week, and you can concur or disagree, the moment when you can really breathe about last year's injuries, probably the most, is watching Aaron Sanchez getting through maybe his first three or four starts. Is that a fair statement? I mean, you want to see Devin Travis healthy, Troy Tulowitzki, Russell Martin back to the 100% that he can be. But Sanchez is such a major, major part of this team every fifth day and has been for years now.
Yeah, I mean, I think you don't want to increase the scope or pressure on any one individual. For us to be a good team, we're going to need to be a good 40-man roster, certainly a good 25-man roster. And, you know, if Aaron Sanchez is closer to the 2016 pitcher, that's going to be an incredible start for us. So, you know, we're optimistic that he will be.
The top players, as far as prospects are concerned, top 100 list coming out yesterday. It is odd. It's amazing for a team to have two players where Vladdy Jr. and Bo Bichette are for the Toronto Blue Jays. You got a time in your mind, obviously you want, I mean, if a player is as good as ready for the major leagues, do you bring him up?
So the short answer is yes. But it's never that easy. There are so many contributing factors, and you know, Nate Pearson and Anthony Alford were also mentioned to that top 100. And you know, there's I can't say enough about the work of our amateur and international scouting departments, our player development high performance group, the professional scouting department, and the acquisitions that we've had over the last couple of years. Our system's in a good place. And as I mentioned earlier, we've been able to trade away from it recently, and we still feel like we have our top-end talent that will be contributing here in Toronto at some point soon. So the timelines, the players create those, and it comes down to the two biggest issues are, you know, having the opportunity for them to make an impact, so the opportunity cost, and then secondarily that they've not just done everything that they need to do to be the best possible player offensively, which is the easiest thing to see, right? Because we can pick up, you know, any iPad or phone and see what their offensive line is. And there's just a lot more to the game than that. You know, all of the things they do as a teammate, as a base runner, as a defender. And, you know, sometimes that timeline can get sped up a little bit, and that's not the best thing for their careers. Having said that, they can certainly check all those boxes and be ready for a major league contribution, you know, in short time.
You mentioned at the end of last season, not necessarily concern, but the communication factor with the high performance department. That was three and a half months ago. You're confident as we swing into the second month of 2018 and training camp and the regular season, that's very much behind you, that you'll that'll run, I suppose, more, it's a cliche, but more as a well-oiled machine than you were concerned it did the last half of last season, per se.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, like with any transition, with any introduction, when you're adding innovation, for that to go seamlessly in a, you know, professional sports environment is very difficult. You know, we have some really talented people, had some really talented people here, and some of them aren't here anymore for having other opportunities or for other reasons. And we feel like we're much more aligned now than we were 2 years ago than we were 1 year ago. And it really has nothing to do with individuals and everything to do with creating innovation and challenging and pushing change forward. So the best resources in the world is what we want for our players. And as you integrate that into a machine, it is very much a machine run by human beings that are trying to help players perform at the highest level in the world to do incredible things. And the hardest part of baseball is staying on the field, the durability component. And, you know, obviously that was a hiccup for us last year. And I think a lot of people point fingers to high performance or not necessarily. I think people look to the high performance department, and there's just so many variables. I think the fact that we were going through that transition and did have the construction of the roster that existed last year, and then we did have some misfortune, but there is no doubt in my mind that we are headed in a very, very positive direction. You can feel the collaboration and the cohesion. So very optimistic that we're going to have one of the better environments in baseball.
When I talk to fans of the Jays, I'm sure Elliot would probably say the same. The guy that his name comes up the most is Marcus Stroman. Fantastic year last year, eighth in Cy Young voting. But fans often want to know, is there, and I think he pitches and talks about it on social media, that he's got a chip on his shoulder and he wants to prove people wrong. And that has a lot of positivity towards what he does. Everyone handles criticism, compliments differently. Do you look and go, I'm happy with Marcus where he is, but there is a fine line, and we need to make sure, even if he's on the right side of it right now, that he stays there and doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low, just focuses on the task at hand?
Well, there's a lot to what you said, and again, yes. I mean, we balance all of that and think about all of that for every player, but ultimately, we never want to take the individual out of any one player and want them to be themselves, and what motivates players is always different. What I can tell you about Marcus is, He is one of the better competitors I've ever been around, and he thrives on that competition. He thrives on challenges, and we never want to take that aspect out of him. What we'd like him to be is his most comfortable version of himself. So, you know, there is a balance with that as we work with a group and work with a market work with the city of Toronto and with the industry of Major League Baseball of ensuring that you know, we're doing everything we can to cooperate and work within that. So that goes for every player, not just Marcus Stroman. And this is a very, very difficult thing to do, compete at the highest level at this game and deal with the pressures that come with it. And I think that Marcus ultimately handles it well.
Before we let you go, I'm just wondering, because there are two ways to look at this, right? I mean, going into last season, we looked at Boston, Cleveland, and Houston as teams that would probably dominate their divisions, and they did. And they look the same right now. And you add the Yankees to it, and do you say this looks daunting in trying to get in and be competitive and be a playoff team, or do you say, you know, the Yankees and Boston Red Sox, something could go wrong, and they could go into a slump, or somebody could get hurt, and we think we have a chance there. Which one is it, or is it both?
You know, listen, it's professional baseball, and there's never going to be a year where we're not talking about some monsters across the industry. There's going to be some years where we're one of them, and the expectations are going to be higher, and then people are going to be saying, will they deal and handle with the expectations well? So what we focus on is our group and our team, and we certainly are aware of our competition and, you know, what that means to how we build our team. But ultimately, we're trying to build the best team we possibly can. And I can tell you this: our players don't even blink at it; they don't even think 2 seconds about what that means. The competition and the challenge excites them, and I think there's a tone amongst this roster where they're thinking, hey, we're going to sneak up on some people this year, and you know the crosshairs are not on our back at this point, and that sometimes in competition is a good place to be. So it's not where we want to be. You know, we want all the eyes on us, and we want to be the team with all the expectations, and we're confident we'll get there. But in the meantime, we're going to focus on that and getting to the point where we are.
Blue Jays General Manager Ross Atkins, wish you the best of luck and monster status soon.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.